Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System, hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX. Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
The winter canola industry is expanding rapidly, and it's almost impossible to keep up with the latest information. That's why producer Matt Gard of Fairview compiled the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog. It's an invaluable resource with the latest canola yield data from OSU, KSU, and the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission. The 2013 Winter Canola Catalog has write-ups about each variety and features articles from canola experts. Get your copy of the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog today at canolaofthegreatplains.com.
Justin, how did our futures markets do today?
Grain futures ended this Wednesday afternoon on a really strong note. We had corn close up about 6 cents, soybeans up 8 to 10 cents. But both of those were really led by the wheat futures contracts, which we saw a great deal of short covering. They were up about 12 to 15 cents in the Kansas City and Chicago board. December Kansas City closed at 7.19, back above that $7 mark for the second day in a row, which a lot of people have been using as really strong technical resistance. But other than that, the real talk today is out of China. The domestic wheat price in China has reached record highs, and that is leading most traders and analysts to believe that the U.S. being one of the big wheat exporters, that China will come here to buy our wheat, and that could drive our prices up over the next 6 months or so. We'll wait to see if that actually happens. But, you know, with the funds net short, as many contracts as they are, and then you have big news out of China that they're going to be buying wheat. Both of those things combined could drive this market up as they cover those positions. And even now that we're above the moving averages and some key levels, like, for instance, the $7 level in December Kansas City wheat, the short covering and then new buying, there will be people that think it's going to go higher and will begin to buy the contracts, and that can drive it up. So really we have a big capitulation here, and that could be the driver.
We'll have more market news with Justin Lewis right after this.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Justin, what other news were the traders looking at today?
There aren't a lot of other news stories that will be out this week regarding the grain contracts. Next Monday will be the next big report. We have the grain stocks report and small grain summary, which comes out 11 a.m. on Monday, September 30th. We're looking for several things to go on there. The average guess for the corn stocks is going to be about 681 million bushels. Last year at this time, we were at 989. So we're going to be a little bit tight there. Beans, the average guess was 124 million bushels. Last year at this time, we were at 169 million bushels, so lower there as well. Wheat, lower. The average guess for wheat on the grain stocks report is going to be about 1.913 billion bushels. Last year, we were at 2.105. The difference is we're going to be behind a little bit on all these grains, but we have two really big crops, it looks like, coming off or coming to the market here in the next few months with the corn and beans. So those numbers will change. But overall, that's going to be perceived to be a little bit of a bullish report. And then we have the land worth estimates, which came out this morning. They raised world corn and world soybeans both. They raised 13-14 crop year corn, 949 million tons. That's up 7 million tons and also a new record production. They raised soybeans up 3 million tons to 284, which also is a huge number. So altogether, we're going to have another big crop here, and that should keep a lid on the markets somewhat.
And your phone number, Justin?
877-431-9805.
That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Recapping our closing numbers today,
October live cattle were up 22 cents and closed at 127.55. September feeders gained 72 cents and closed at 158.67. October lean hogs today were up $1.20 and they closed at 93.70. In our grain markets, Kansas City December wheat was up 13 and a quarter cents at 7.18 and one quarter. Chicago December corn up 6 cents at 4.54 and three quarters. And November soybeans gained 9 and a quarter cents and closed at 13.21 and three quarters. October cotton today closed up 30 points at 83.73 cents per pound.
That's your futures market wrap-up. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.